Welcome back, my lovely listeners. It's another episode of Self-Care with Lee. Don't forget to like, comment, and rate this podcast. And let's get into this episode, shall we? What's up, listeners? Are you looking for a podcast that's going to encourage you, motivate you, and meditate with you? Look no further. Self-Care with Lee is a podcast to encourage you to love yourself, hold yourself accountable, and caring and nurturing for yourself so you can grow and reach your highest potential. I want to be your friend, motivator, and cheer you on. You got this. Here's to Self-Care with Lee. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. You are in control. Good things are coming and you must prepare. Don't forget to write your vision on paper and understand that you are here for a reason. Your purpose is greater than you know. Your impact will be greater. You belong. Breathe in, breathe out. You are now meditating with Lee. It's Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. It's Self-Care with Lee Day. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for downloading. And thank you for all the support that you have given me thus far. Today, the episode of the podcast, The Power of a Pause, Nurturing Your Inner Peace. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know I'm a big supporter of protecting your peace, but not only protecting your peace, but embracing and accepting your period of isolation. During this time, it's so unique that you need to protect your peace at all costs. The reason being is when you're at peace, you know that you're the only one that can make you happy. You're the only one that's in control of your next step. In order to successfully embrace this era, you must tune out the noise, tune out the negativity, tune out the people, the places, the things that remind you of your old self, the old self that didn't really care that much, that wouldn't sacrifice time being alone to get to their next level. In order to let go your old self, you must protect your peace. Nothing can faze you during this era. In your era of peace, you know that good things are coming. You just have to do the work. Your period of isolation is the time that allows you to reflect, write your vision on paper, and grow into this person, finding new hobbies, new places, new things, new people that align to your journey, that align to your new lifestyle, that align to that highest potential. And it's important to embrace this period. Today, I named this episode The Power of Pause because that's what it is. It's a superpower to be able to just take a moment to yourself and reflect. Take days, take weeks, take months to sit in isolation and really dig into your fullest potential. So you may be wondering, when is a good time to identify, I need a period of pause. I need to place myself under isolation and really dig in deep to what I'm feeling, my emotions. It's very easy to ignore it for a very long time. When you start to feel irritated or agitated at simple things and simple tasks, and you feel burnt out, or you feel a moment where you are confused in many different aspects of your life, that is the moment where you need to take time to reflect and see when you can take a pause. And when I say pause, I don't necessarily mean you just quit and give up on everything. You leave everybody alone. No, that's not what I'm saying. And I'm still learning this process myself. But when I say pause, that means that you cut out the noise, meaning no TV, maybe read a book instead, or listen to some self-help podcast, or maybe even do a little research on your emotions and how you're feeling. And also, maybe therapy might work for you. I'm a strong believer in finding out what best works for you. In my life, I have been pretty much challenged because I do have ADD and it's been really hard for me to sit still and focus. So the fact that I am working on mastering my period of pause and isolation is a big success for me because it's so many challenges where I don't really realize that I'm burnt out, overwhelmed, and just overstimulated. And then I have to sit back and just really reflect. So this is a work in progress. And for you, if you're like me, where it might be harder to identify your moment of overwhelmness or your moment of just unclarity and just discontent and just your melancholy, it's okay. I say take some time to yourself. That means eliminate the noise, eliminate those TV shows that might be a little ratchet or just not a part of your progress and able to enhance who you want to be. Maybe also the music that you're listening to, maybe it's not the best music to listen to. Maybe you might want to listen to another genre or eliminate the things that are going to make you feel just malcontent and allow you to explore more options and opportunities like podcast and Audible where you can read a book or listen to a book or listen to podcast or I don't know, find something that works for you, that stimulates you in a healthy way and benefits you and makes you wonder, what are the possibilities for myself? Because if you don't take this time to identify the moment of pause, it can lead to negative things such as bed rotting and depression and just emotionally drained feeling that you don't need. So take a moment before this all happens to pretty much reflect, come into yourself and wonder and talk and write things down and see where you are mentally. Checking in with yourself is the most important part of self-care. You must understand what it is you're feeling, why you're feeling this way, and then also what it is that you're doing. Are you physically draining yourself? Are you mentally draining yourself? Are you emotionally draining yourself? And then tap in with the things that you can do to get out of this period. So, like I said, it's not an easy process. And that's why I'm here to give you tips on how to accept your moment of pause. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be great for your future self. You have to keep yourself in mind during this time so you know that you're going to elevate. Once you take your moment, and really consider the things that you need to do in order to reach your highest potential, you will prosper. I promise. All right, listeners, at this time, I have to take a quick commercial break, but when I come back, I'm going to give you three essential benefits to taking your pause. We'll be right back. Are you looking for entertainment and you don't want to watch TV but want to get lost in someone else's story? Look no further. Audible is here. In your free time, you can listen to the latest book releases and now podcast. Storytelling at your convenience. Download Audible today and use my discount code, which is below the link in the summary page of this podcast, and get lost in the story of any genre. I hope you enjoy. Is it time for new scenery? A vacation, or maybe a home away from home so you can work remotely in any state, country, or city? Look no further. Booking.com has you covered with a wide range of hotels in various locations at an affordable cost. Not breaking the bank, you deserve to get the very best for your buck. Use my Booking.com link below and receive a discount on your next stay today. Au revoir. Welcome back, listeners, and I hope during the break you were able to just reflect and see if it's time for you to take a pause or have a better understanding on what it feels like when you have to take a moment to yourself. Now we can get into the good part. Three essential benefits of taking your pause. I'm really excited to share this with you because the tips to isolation and protecting your peace all are beneficial to you and your future self. And you will thank yourself later for doing this and listening to your body and understanding your emotions. You will grow so much from taking a pause. I know this to be true. This is something that I have utilized so I can level up and realize that it's time to evolve and walk in my purpose. This is a perfect segue into the three essential benefits of taking your pause. The number one essential benefit is mental and emotional rejuvenation. Pausing allows us to step back from the hustle and bustle, giving our minds the chance to rest, recover, and reset. It's an opportunity to process emotions, reduce stress, and regain mental clarity. The second essential benefit to taking your pause is clarity and perspective. Pausing provides the space to gain perspective on our lives, decisions, and challenges. It allows us to step outside the immediate pressures and see the bigger picture, often leading to a better decision and making problem solving easy. And lastly, self-care and well-being. Taking a pause is an act of self-compassion. It's a deliberate choice to prioritize our mental, emotional, and physical well-being, helping to prevent burnout and maintain a healthy work-life balance. So to recap, by nurturing our inner peace through intentional pauses, we can cultivate a healthier, more balanced approach to life, work, and relationships. You are the prize. You are the one that's going to walk in your purpose, and you will reach your highest potential. You're fully capable of all things that you put your mind to. Why not take an intentional pause ever so often to just reshift your focus on what really matters? Eliminate the noise and tap in to your potential. You got this. And until next time, here's to self-care with you. Bye.
Keep it cute, sis.